NZLX and 0TR.
Good morning, N0TR and 6CLX.
Good morning, Mike. And how's your day going? We're just leaving the doctor's office. Wife had to get a blood draw for a 6-month checkup.
As far as I can remake it.
Yeah, I imagine the doctor's office goes through a lot of it. Oh, it's a beautiful morning out here. I talked to Dave and Patrick this morning, and 76 degrees, and really don't feel too humid out here. You working today?
Well, that would, yes, but that would come under the heading barely.
Well, I guess that's good. Oh, I didn't have many days like that when I was working. It was 50 years of industrial electrician and maintenance. And on maintenance, you didn't have much rest period.
Stuff always seems to break, doesn't it? I say barely because I can barely get out of the house this morning. I'm just on my way into the office. Already been on email on the phone, so I feel like I've been working.
Well, our daughter texted me yesterday, and she got a nice promotion down at General Electric, so that was good news to hear.
At GE locally or somewhere else?
She's been working there for GE up in Michigan and then down here for many years, and started out as a polymer engineer and did many things in the plastics part of it on automotive, and then she did hospital plastics, and over the last few years she just juggled money. Sitting in front of 3XL streams and interfacing between the engineering people and I guess the people out in the shop. I really don't know. To look at one of those charts is meaningless to me.
Polymer engineer. I knew a lot of chem-e polymers, dude. Me and my wise whatever attitude, I couldn't help myself. I'd say, man, that's it.
Well, if you'd have seen some of them quadratic equations and statics and stuff like that she had to do in college, you might change your mind.
Oh, I know. I hold high regard. I'm an engineer, too. I had to go through all that. I'm just glad I don't have to do it anymore, at least school-wise. I could do a quadratic, but I don't know if I could do an integral.
Announce it. Well, I did hear something interesting the other day on, back when I was in a flight crew, they used inertial navigation in the bigger plane that I flew in. The smaller one didn't have it, but the Patriot Orion did, and they figured out a way using quantum physics they could use a certain, it looks like a sine wave and of some electron, and they could time that at any one microsecond, I guess you would say. Anyways, long story short, Russia's jamming a lot of the GPS frequencies overseas on airliners, and it's causing problems, and they have to go back to old-school navigation, you know, with magnetic compasses and such, which can really be dangerous nowadays with so much air traffic. So what they're doing is through that formula, they can replace the inertial navigation system and the GPS system. They don't use inertial anymore, I don't think. Most planes don't. But then you can't jam it.
I got in a really bad area where I couldn't hear the repeater, so I heard, I missed the really good part. What's happening with the GPS signal?
Well, Russia's jamming it over there due to the Ukrainian war, but it also jams commercial airliner stuff. So what they're doing is they've developed this system, and it made its first flight the other day. So it's not something that's out there in no-no land. They're using quantum physics to figure out a timing function that will replace GPS navigation. And by doing that and following the, well, it looks like a sine wave of a certain electron, by timing it at any one point on that, as near as I can tell you, and I'm not a mathematician, they can navigate with that, and it cannot be jammed.
That's amazing. Well, you can't knock inertial navigation. I mean, that inertial navigation got us to the moon, in fact.
Truck in front of me here trying to get out on Highway 101, and he pulled out and blocked both lanes coming up this Memorial Drive. People are driving over in the ditch to get around him. He finally got to move. It's a big flatbed, long one. And I can't blame the truck driver. He had to make that sharp turn. Yeah, it's amazing. I remember the inertial navigation. We studied it in school, and it was based on the Schuler cycle, if you ever heard of that.
Maybe. I mean, you gotta update it because you get errors, but it'll get you where you're going.
We used it over overseas in Vietnam and places, and what they would do, they would overfly an island or some known fix, and then reslave the crab on the navigation chart because they knew the specific longitude and latitude, and that's how they synchronized it back up.
They did on the Apollo mission, you know, they took star shots and fixed their position and reset.
Did that on the P3 Orion. They had a sextant that would go up through the fuselage, and then it would, they had a drift meter, and in combination, it stuck out the side of the plane. And so if we lost all navigation capabilities, they could use that for navigation by taking a star shot or a sun shot.
Navigators could do that nowadays. I guess they still teach it, but I don't know.
Yes, sir, and I heard they're emphasizing that more now with commercial pilots in case they do get jammed.
Because GPS signals are, if you ever look at the signal report, the phone, I have an app on the phone that tracks GPS signals. It'll tell you the dB. They run it like a minus 60, minus 40 is a good signal.
On my eyes here. It's pretty fascinating to me. I love airplanes and been to Oshkosh 3 times, and it's really an enjoyable holiday. So I still read a lot about it, and just for kicks and giggles. Well, Mike, nice talking to you this morning. We're getting back to home QTH, and so my LASIK is talking to me that I take for my heart, and I need to get inside. You have a good day, sir, and a safe one in 6CLX and 0TR 73.
Okay, Tom, have a fantastic day. Take care of yourself, you and Bernice, and I'll talk with you later in 6CLX. I'll be monitoring.
Testing. BDR requesting a signal check, over.
Who
you're full gliding. Great signal into the repeater. This is 0 TR.
Roger that. Thank you very much. W